Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe, where we bring you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. This is day three of Hawaii Public Radio's spring membership drive. I'm Bert Lum. And during this special spring membership drive, we have Cheryl Ernst, we have Dr. Brennan Yamamoto, we have Sage Dukuikui, and Jordy Ho, all from the University of Hawaii. And we're here to talk about ARCS, which stands for Achievement Rewards for College Scientists. Now, during this broadcast, the phone lines are reserved for your support. And of course, we're looking for new members. So if you enjoy our weekly Tech Talks, we hope you consider supporting the great and original local programming right here on Hawaii Public Radio. And of course, you can show your support by going to hawaiipublicradio.org or calling 888-536-4700 to become a member. Now, I'd like to welcome Cheryl, Brennan, Sage, and Jordy to Bite Marks Cafe. Let's start with Cheryl. Cheryl, why don't you give us a little bit of background on what exactly is the ARCS Scholar, or actually ARCS Foundation Grant Program?
Well, ARCS Foundation was founded in the wake of the Sputnik launch by a group of women concerned about keeping the United States competitive in science and technology. Honolulu is one of 15 chapters across the country. Our chapter supports the University of Hawaii with unrestricted grants. We call them ARCS Scholar Awards of $6,000 to the outstanding graduate students in STEM fields studying at UH. In order to advance their academic and research careers.
Now, you have invited three of the ARCS scholars, and maybe, well, let's go ahead and kind of introduce them. Now, Dr. Brennan Yamamoto, I wanna just say that he was on the show back in 2018 before he became a doctor, and Brennan, you were on talking about robotics, so I'm happy to hear that you got your PhD and are now kind of like working in the field of your interests.
Yeah. Thanks, Bert. Yeah, I was in the College of Engineering with the University of Hawaii back in kind of the late 2010s. I finished my PhD, and back then I was doing research in sort of oceanic robotics and autonomy. And rather fortunately, after finishing, I got picked up by the Applied Research Lab, which is the sort of research arm of the university that does research for the Navy. And now I sort of continue to do a very similar thing today in a more formal context. So it worked out really well for me.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great to hear. Now, we'll get into a little bit more about how ARCS kind of played a role in your advancing, you know, through the curriculum and through the PhD program. But Cheryl, why don't you introduce Sage and Jordy?
Well, Sage and Jordy were two of the ARCS scholars in 2024. They were named by their respective units, Sage from the College of Engineering and Jordy from the College of Tropical Agriculture and Human Resilience, as being outstanding researchers and scholars, so worthy of our support. ARCS provides the funding, and the university programs that we support choose the scholars.
Right. So, Sage, you are part of the UH's Electrical Engineering Department and the ARCS Scholar for 2024. Can you share a little bit about the work that you do? What are you like the area of interest that you're, you know, getting your PhD in?
Yeah, so my focus of research is developing a device called a reconfigurable intelligent surface, or an RIS for short. And the basic idea of an RIS is to be a flexible and programmable surface that can shape the wireless environment to improve wireless communications that is used throughout our smartphones or our mobile devices that in particular uses high frequency signals.
I do want to, you know, talk a little bit more about this area, because it is kind of course 5G networking is kind of interesting and of interest to me, but I thought I saved that for a little bit later. Jordy, you're a 2024 ARC scholar in Tropical Ag. What is the area of your interest?
Oh, well, I am from the Agrosecurity Lab in Tropical Plant Pathology. So I study specifically plant viruses that infect hibiscus and citrus. And they're really unique because they are transmitted by a mite feeding, a mite that feeds on plants. And looking at these are sort of like a biosecurity threat because they're emerging pathogens here in Hawaii and around the world.
And as a 2024 ARC scholar recipient, are there specific things that you're applying your grant toward this particular field of study?
So it's like really important that we get our research, what we're doing out there, like developing methods of control for certain diseases, as well as just bringing about public awareness of what people can do to prevent bringing in invasive species, because as we know, Hawaii has a lot of invasive species. And so I've been using my grant to sort of go to conferences as well as travel to different places to bring about awareness as well as share my research.
Oh, I see. Now, Cheryl, you know, in terms of the ARC Scholarship program, are there other, I guess, grant recipients, or is it pretty much limited to just a handful?
Well, we provide as many awards as we can based on the funding that we're able to raise in a given year,
mm-hmm.
Plus some endowed funds that generate some income. We had 19 new scholars this year in fields ranging from basic mathematics and chemistry through the geology, ocean sciences, a lot of conservation focus, agriculture, climate change, drug development. We support the medical school in addition to the basic sciences at the university.
So 19, I mean, that's quite a bit.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of that.
Yeah, and what did you say? You said that the ARCS program has been going on for how many years?
Well, we just celebrated our 50th anniversary of our founding of the Honolulu chapter, and we've been giving ARCS awards since 1978. We've given awards to 705 scholars in that time. We're at about $2.9 million distributed so far.
Well, that's pretty impressive. And, you know, I think given the fact that you've got you know, Brennan and Sage and Jordy on the show, I mean, I really appreciate you bringing them together and you know, showcasing the work that they're doing as well as the ARCS program. But what we want to do is we want to kind of hold that thought, because I do want to get back to Brennan and Sage and Jordy and talk a little bit more about their research. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back at a short break to continue our conversation with Cheryl Ernst, Dr. Brennan Yamamoto, Sage Dikuikui, and Jordy Ho from the University of Hawaii. And we're talking about the ARCS program, Achievement Rewards for College Scientists. And of course, if you enjoy local programming at Hawaii Public Radio, you can show your support by going to our website, and that is hawaiipublicradio.org, or you can give us a call at 888-536-4700. Now, let's check in with Campaign Central. And of course, we're back here in the studio. This is Bite Marks Cafe on Hawaii Public Radio. And of course, this is the third day of the spring membership campaign. And of course, you can visit our website over at hawaiipublicradio.org or give us a call at 888-536-4700. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Cheryl Ernst. And of course, we've got Dr. Brennan Yamamoto and Sage Dikuikui and Jordy Ho, all from the University of Hawaii, to talk about the ARCS program, which stands for Achievement Rewards for College Scientists. And of course, right before the break, we're talking a little bit about the research that everyone is doing. And I guess, Cheryl, just for the sake of kind of restarting a little bit about what ARCS is, Give us a quick synopsis of the actual program and how do, you know, like what sorts of students are you looking for? Are they all in the PhD program? Are they pretty much all in the sciences? I mean, what is the 19 pretty much composed of?
Right. All the students that we support are pursuing doctoral degrees in STEM fields, engineering, medicine, the sciences, and they're selected by their unit. We notify the university which disciplines we'll be supporting for the year and how many awards, and then those units pick out the students who are show the most promise of achieving great things. We're really proud some of our alumni include the director of the Institute for Astronomy. We have people working with NASA. The Sierra Club Climate Policy Director is alumnus of ours. The interdisciplinary scientist on the James Webb Space Telescope received our national organization's Alumni Hall of Fame honor a couple of years ago. So they're really people that we have great faith will do things to improve our world.
That's great. And I want to get into a little bit detail of how each of our guests used the grant that came from ARCS Foundation. So Brennan, since you were a recipient, I guess, in 2017 and 2019, how did you put, you know, sort of like the grant to the best use over that period of time?
Yeah, well, Bert, I think, as you know, graduate students are compensated fairly lightly for the work that they do.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair statement.
Yep,
And, you know, that's how it should be in a lot of ways. But and certainly in my case, you know, having that grant, you know, allowed me to have a lot more flexibility in sort of the equipment and supplies, you know, things that sort of I could purchase. I sort of oversaw a group of undergraduate students that were also in, you know, my lab in the engineering department. So just having the ability to purchase stuff quickly, you know, and not having to worry too much about, you know, where that money's coming from definitely was extremely helpful at the time for me. A small amount of money really goes a very, very long way for a graduate student.
So during that period of time, were you working on, I know you, when you were on the show, it was a robotics program that was a competition, and I think this was out at, was it Sand Island or, yeah, Sand Island, right? That it was like a national competition that had representation from a lot of different colleges across the country.
Yeah, that's, without going too far tangentially, yes, that was a big, Oceanic Robotics Competition put on by the Office of Naval Research, and that had participation, international participation. We had groups from Sydney, Singapore, I'm sure I'm missing a few other countries, and also in the U.S. And for a few years there, it was hosted right here in Hawaii. So the University of Hawaii had a team, and that was part of the work that I did.
Was some of the ARCS grant money that you got used for, you know, enabling some of the robotics for that particular competition?
Oh, absolutely, and that's essentially where it all went.
Oh, okay.
I can say that confidently. Yeah.
Well, I you know, I can say that you put it to good use. I mean, I'm hoping that there was other funds that were put to that particular program, because I know for a fact that that robotics program on the water was quite unique for Hawaii, and I think it really kind of deserved quite a bit of support. So thanks for doing that. And Brennan, tell us a little bit about what you do at the ARL.
Yeah, so the Applied Research Lab is it's research, but it's contract research for the chiefly for the Navy on behalf of the University of Hawaii. So a lot of the work that we do, you know, is ocean research. You know, we have a team of biologists and chemists that do, you know, work with coral reef research. That's not quite, you know, my line of work, but just to give you an idea of the spread. I do a lot of work in oceanic sensing and robotics. We also have teams of people that do pretty straight stick, you know, engineering in service of, you know, the Navy. One of the advantages we have is we're very close to a lot of Navy detachments, so we can go down there quickly and perform work as needed.
Sounds good. Now, Sage, you were saying a bit about some of the research that you're doing in this recoverable intelligence services. Could you describe a little bit about what that surface might look like? I mean, and how would it perhaps be applied to a smartphone?
Yeah, certainly. So typically, these surfaces would look like panels, flat panels. So it may be deceiving that you might think that it's a mirror, but there are actually controllable tiny little elements that are embedded on top of these surfaces that play a role into how it steers a transmitted signal that comes from a wireless base station. But as the technology for wireless communications evolves further, you might be able to see these surfaces on any flat surface that you see, like a window or on the sidewalk. And they're all these surfaces are all programmable. They're antennas, to be specific, but they will can appear across the across your neighborhood or even in the city, especially.
Well, I have a bunch of questions that I probably could ask you, but I do want to give Jordy a chance to share a little bit about, you know, the research that she's doing, you know, with kind of looking at these mite transmitted viruses.
Oh, yeah. So I've been working on looking at some mite transmitted viruses. One of the specific one that I work with is called Hibiscus green spot virus 2 and was found and described here in Hawaii. And it's really interesting because these viruses are thought to be sort of like the in-between step between viruses that infect plants and viruses that infect arthropods or insects and other sort of like mites and things. So sort of like this this virus is evolving to overcome plant defenses and infect them. And this could be how plant viruses evolve. So like with COVID, we noticed the hopes jump from another animal to humans. And so this is actually like sort of possibly representing the host jump from an insect or arthropod to a plant. And so studying plant virus evolution and origins is really important to agri-security and our biosecurity here in Hawaii, because as the climate warms, conditions change and things can adapt.
Well, that's fascinating. And I, of course, I do want to give Cheryl a chance to kind of conclude with, what's the next step? I mean, I know that this is something that you select students. So is there a process by which you need to follow now?
Well, what we do is we let the university know how many awards we have and the disciplines that we want to see them go to. And then each of those units at the university selects the students that they feel are the best fit for us for a given year. One of the great things about the award funding is that it's unrestricted. Students can use it for anything that helps them in their careers, and that's often costs associated with publishing their research, which is important as they look for jobs as they graduate. Many use it for computer equipment or research supplies. But if they need to pay a babysitter in order to give them time to work on their PhD research, that's a legitimate use of the funds.
Well, Cheryl, I want to thank you for bringing everybody on to the show today. Cheryl Ernst is the co-president of the Honolulu chapter of ARCS, the ARCS Foundation. Dr. Brennan Yamamoto, ARCS Scholar for 2017 and 2019. Sage Tikuikui, 2024 from the School of Electrical Engineering. And we got Jordy Ho, 2024 ARCS Scholar from Tropical Ag, all at the University of Hawaii. And of course, thank you for joining us today. And thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll find out about the Pisces Star program. In the meantime, don't go away. If you enjoy local programming like Bite Marks Cafe on Hawaii Public Radio, you can show your support by going to hawaiipublicradio.org or calling us at 888-536-4700. Now, let's check in with the good folks over at Campaign Central.